USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a Tuesday rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies he said hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Residents on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana are bracing for yet another storm as Tropical Storm Zeta takes aim at them. The storm made landfall Monday on the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico as a Category 1 hurricane, knocking out power to thousands and downing hundreds of trees. It weakened to a tropical storm as it moved back into the Gulf of Mexico, but is expected to re-strengthen into a hurricane. Hurricane warnings are already in effect from central Louisiana to the Alabama state line, with many of the areas expected to take the brunt of Zeta's force already dealing with damage from hurricanes Laura and Delta, which hit earlier in the season. A new poll released a week ahead of Election Day shows former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Donald Trump. The final Emerson College poll before the election has Biden leading the national poll by 5 points, 50-45%. The same poll showed that a slight majority of voters disapproved of the job President Trump has been doing. 51% of respondents said they disapproved, with 45% approving and 4% remaining neutral. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Could Texas be turning blue? Democratic groups are making a push in the state for former Vice President Joe Biden, but could it be enough? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his re-election prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google will be before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday to face questioning over accusations of bias and their special protections under the Communications Decency Act. Senator Roger Wicker says these companies have immense power as the gatekeepers of information. The Mississippi Republican told Fox Business that it's clear to him that these companies have allowed a blatant bias to direct their activities.
When it comes to policing what actually gets out to the public and what doesn't, there's a bit of bias on behalf of the liberal point of view and a whole lot more restriction to conservative thought.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.